Welcome to the SMI podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Bader. I'm the communication coordinator for the school district. We don't normally do this. We don't normally tie an episode of the podcast to a specific event, but we are this time. And it's the high school preview night for 8th grade families that's happening on Tuesday, October 29th at 6 p.m. I decided to break from that convention of not tying it to events because it's a pretty epic event. It's a pretty big night for parents and for students to figure out how you start planning your high school career. It's 4 years, and we're going to start laying out the roadmap here. So joining us today is Shannon Hillstead. She's a counselor at the high school. This is why... while we are tying it to a certain event, this episode can live on because she's going to tell us just in general how the process works, why we plan out, start sketching out what our 4-year experience is going to be like, and really who that falls on and where parents' responsibilities are and where student responsibilities are and the supports they have and the process it follows. Again, it's Tuesday, October 29th, but if you're listening after that, that's okay, because this is either a good catch-up or a good primer for when you may and your child will get to this point in their education. So here is Mrs. Hillstead. Okay. Joining me today on the podcast is Shannon Hillstead. Mrs. Hillstead, welcome to the SMI podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Good. So tell me a little bit about student services. If I'm an 8th grade parent and I don't have any kids in the high school, what do I need to know about what student services is?
Well, student services is a group of professionals here at the high school, similar to middle school. We have 4 counselors currently, a social worker, and a school psychologist that meet with students. The 4 counselors are really focused this time of year on academic and career planning, and the rest of us as well, of course, meeting with kids to meet their personal and social needs as well. But for the purposes of this podcast, we're really focusing on that academic and career planning piece.
Yeah, and for our listeners, I asked you to do this just this morning because next week is a pretty big day for 8th grade families as far as learning about how to be high schoolers. What's happening next week?
Yeah, next week, Tuesday on the 29th, we are having a parent information night where they parents and students are welcome to come in to the high school and listen to our team and our administrators talk a little bit about what to expect with high school, as well as some of the information they need to know when they're choosing their high school classes, because we are actually in the process of doing that right now in October.
I'm going to say October and November seem pretty important when it comes to career planning or high school career planning for kids. What happens during these months?
So during these months, in October, the counselors at the high school have been meeting with our current students to give them information about planning for the upcoming year and years ahead, as many years as they have left, to plan out all the courses that they want to take. And we will be meeting very soon with 8th graders now towards the end of October and into November to start planning their high school courses as well. We're doing things a little bit differently actually this year than what we've done in the past, where we're not only choosing for next year, we're choosing courses for all 4 years. So for 8th grade parents listening, it's really important that we're thinking about 9th grade and the classes that they're going to be choosing for 9th grade, but also looking ahead to 10th, 11th, and 12th grade with the intention of the earlier they understand what programs are available to them, the better they can plan the courses that they need to take to get there. We've seen students get to their junior and senior year and they want to do a youth apprenticeship, or they want to take a college class or something that they then realize they didn't take some of the prerequisite classes, the courses you needed to take to get into those classes first. So we're hoping that our families are taking the opportunity to look at some of the more advanced level classes and opportunities that we have in the junior and senior year to help them plan some of the classes that they take in 9th and 10th grade.
Gotcha. So it's kind of a roadmap towards towards graduation, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Towards graduation and then, of course, towards what they want to do after graduation as well.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So when I was a third grader, I wanted to be an Air Force pilot, mm-hmm. right? You can't see me at home, but I wear glasses and I guess I'm the right height, but apparently you need to have 20/20 vision. So I say all that knowing that maybe in eighth grade, I didn't know what I wanted to do, mm-hmm. right? I certainly didn't know that I was going to be in this career. How do you plan for that?
There's a lot of resources out there, and actually one of the things that students will be getting in a folder at some point in time, and the information will also be available at the parent night, as well as linked online, is information and different resources and places that you can do different career matchmakers, like in Zello. It's a website that we use a lot and tell students to go to, where you can put in different information about what you're interested in doing, things you like to do or don't like to do, and it'll match with careers. So we're really encouraging students to try to do some of those surveys to help them narrow down, at least if you don't know exactly which career, that's okay, because mm-hmm. we know they're kids. They're going to change their mind, of course. But at least kind of a broad area, we call them career clusters, that they can start focusing on and then try some of those classes in high school. And that's what high school is for, too, is trying those classes that, you know, if you think you want to be a nurse, try some of our healthcare classes. Better to find out now that you do or don't like that career or those types of classes before getting to college and potentially spending a lot of money on those. So that's what high school is for.
Sure. And then so this month and early next month, I know that process will happen. How much is on the student and how much is on me as a parent? What's my role in this?
Well, it's the student's responsibility to go in and choose their courses in Infinite Campus. Of course, we are expecting that they do that, and we will be giving them lots of information and lots of help. Hopefully, they will feel like they're coached along well enough to do this on their own. But we, of course, hope for families to get involved with that as well. We're hoping, you know, at home you're having conversations and knowing, you know, what are they choosing, that when you see your son or daughter's schedule next fall, that you're not surprised by anything, that you've had this conversation about what makes sense for them and, you know, what your expectations are as a family.
Yeah. So I guess it's, if we're at home around dinner, I have a seventh grader. There's mm-hmm. not a whole lot of conversation that happens right now mm-hmm. at this age, but that conversation should be big picture, right? I guess, yeah. Where do you want to go?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I, one of our resources that's linked in online and in the folders that will be given out is about the career clusters that I mentioned. There's 16 career clusters, and I tell students all the time, there's surveys that you can take to figure out which clusters or cluster you belong to, but you can also just look at them and know, you know, if you're interested in, for example, healthcare, you don't need to know that you want to be a nurse or that you want to be a physical therapist. But if you just know in general that I would like to work in that area, there's a list of different courses that we would recommend then based on that. You know, you can narrow down exactly what it is within that career cluster that you want to do later, but looking at and trying the courses that belong kind of to that cluster, we see as important to help you make some of those decisions in course planning.
And how much for, say, let's just use a freshman as an example, how much of their day are required courses, and how much are things that they would make a decision on?
So for a freshman, they're required to take math, English, science, social studies, and physical education. So that's going to take up about five of their seven. There's seven periods in the day. And then they'll also have kind of a study hall. We're not sure exactly what it's going to be called, but like a study hall or Aspire, it used to be called. It's a support hour that's built in, where they will be able to get some extra support, use time to study, retake tests, have join clubs, different things like that. So 7 periods in the day, and of that, about 4 of them are your core academics, and then some room for elective classes.
Yeah, okay. My student gets a folder and they come home with it, and it's got a lot of resources about how we should go. Should I be sitting with them and doing it, going through this stuff with them, or should I give them that space after we have that big career conversation at dinner?
I guess it depends on your student. But yes, I would encourage families to help them get started. I think this is really, especially for our eighth graders we're going to be asking them to plan out 4 years, and they're thinking, I don't even know what I want to do next week. You know, come on, mom. I would encourage families to help them get started, because sometimes that's what they need, is just a start. Like, let's look at this. Let's just look at English, and let's put that in together. Let's talk about it. Let's, you know, why would you take an AP class in your later years versus not, you know, having some of those conversations if you just want to look at one subject at a time, however you want to do it. But definitely as a family, I would encourage you to help your student get started on this.
Sure. And I guess there are things like, so we did a podcast on the ELA at high school level, English Language Arts at the high school level. And that department has been super clever in the course offerings that they have, right? So you could take like a deep literature class, or you could do media studies. You're still getting those core requirements, but in those later years, 11th and 12th grade, right, I think they're choosing which of those. Is that kind of the decisions we're making now, or like, I think I want to go towards media studies, so...
Yeah, we're going to be asking students to put those, take some time to think about it and put those courses in. But we understand that right now they're not going to fully understand and read the description of every single class in every department. But more so big picture, like you were saying before, do I want to take AP when I get to that? To English in 11th and 12th grade, or actually 10th, 11th, and 12th? Or am I a student who wants to focus more in a different area and, you know, just take some of the other options, like you were talking about, media studies and diverse voices in literature and things? You know, those are the other options. So there's flow charts. There's, again, lots of information that we can't see in a podcast, but that is out there to help families and students look through what the appropriate classes are for different grade levels.
Okay. So what else do we need to know about this process? We kind of went over what October and November is, but maybe for an eighth grade family, what's the timeline?
So again, Tuesday night, October 29th is more information for parents. So we're hoping to see a good turnout that night. Again, the counselors will be meeting with, in classrooms with students to help show the students in eighth grade how to use Infinite Campus, how to enter classes, how to enter a four-year plan, and showing them all of the resources that are in the folder that they have gotten to help them with planning. And then the week of the 18th, of November 18th, through Thanksgiving, we'll be going into the middle school and meeting actually one-on-one with every single eighth grader to look at what they've put into their course plan, which is, again, an Infinite Campus, and just verify that things look correct and have some conversations and answer some of the final questions that they have to make sure that everything looks good. We're going to be telling, you'll hear this a lot, we're going to tell the students, we'll say this next week, Tuesday, really focusing most of the effort on the ninth grade year, you know, looking at, because that's the one we're more so committing to. We're committing to what you're taking in ninth grade. Not that there's something that can't change, you know, in the next couple of months. If you email your counselor with a decision that, you know, you decided on something else, we can make that change. But for the most part, we're locking that in. The 10th, 11th, and 12th grade years, we're just kind of, like you had said, making a map, a roadmap for them of how they're going to get through high school. Every single October, we will revisit this plan, and we can wipe the whole thing out and start over if they took a class and decided they hated it and their whole map has to change. That's okay. But we just want to give them those opportunities to think ahead. and kind of give the district some idea for planning and of courses and stuff as well.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. I guess resource allocation based on the projected path of students would make a lot of sense in total for all of the students, right? You could make some decisions that way. That makes a lot of sense. And then that's it. So December, I know as a freshman what I'll be taking in the fall.
Yeah, pretty much. You will lock things in when you meet individually with your counselor. And then by December, we do some of the cleanup, you know, if there's an absence or something on the day. So if your student is sick and you know that it's the day that the counselor's in the middle school, please keep them home. We don't want their illness. We will find them and do some cleanup in December. But yeah, for the most part, everything will be pretty much locked in so that our administrative staff can then move from there and look at the numbers and start actually building a schedule for 25-26.
If parents wanted to become more educated on what the high school offers so they could have those discussions with the student, what would they look at?
Lots of the things that are in the folder. We have links to our course planning guide. So the course planning guide is a pretty thick booklet that we have a few copies printed off here, but we also have it offered online. So there's a link to that. That has a course description of every single course that we offer in the high school. It tells you also if there's a prerequisite class, meaning a class that you would have to take prior to taking a certain class, as well as how many credits you get for taking that class. So if something says that it's one credit class, it means it's going to meet for the entire year, both semester one and two.
Okay.
If something is a 0.5, a half credit class, it only meets for one semester, either semester one or semester two. So that course book is really valuable. Also in the course book, each department has a flow chart of their classes. They're all set up a little bit differently, but basically they're kind of top-down flow charts where it usually shows kind of the entry-level classes at the very top and then what classes it then leads to. So, you know, art is the first one there. So just for example, design is kind of the entry-level class that you would have to take before taking photography. So you can kind of see in the course guidebook what those flow charts look like for every department.
Got it. So if I read through that, I'd have a pretty good idea, a point A to point B, how to get, you know, decisions made, right?
Yeah.
And then talk a little bit about the end goal at graduation. What do we need to graduate from South Milwaukee High School?
Yeah, our students need to have 25 credits in order to graduate from South Milwaukee High School. Every year, students are going to be choosing 7 credits. So, again, freshman year, there's going to be a 7-period day. So for each period they're in a class, if they pass the class, they earn a full credit after the year has finished. So, of course, I do the math with kids. 7 times 4 is 28. Yep.
And does that count lunch, the lunch period?
Nope. No, credit
so
for
there
lunch.
Are 8. No, not credit, but if I have to pick 7 things, are there 8
is it counting
from
though?
Choose from? Or are there?
Lunch is not one of the 7. Is 7, no.
So there's another period in there that's my lunch, and it's been assigned to me. And so I have 7 full courses I could choose from.
7 full courses.
For the year. Got it. Okay.
Yeah,
that hit me earlier when you were talking about study hall. I'm like, but does lunch? Lunch is not a period.
Them. Okay. And they're not picking study hall this year either. It's going to be built into their schedule naturally next year.
Got it.
Picking 7.
And okay, so 25 credits to graduate, and they have to be in certain areas, right?
They do have to be in certain areas. So for high school graduation, they need to have 4 credits of English. So we need to make sure that for 8th grade parents, we're looking at putting a full 1 credit of English in every single year. They need to have 3 credits of math, and that always includes algebra and geometry. Some students, though, will start with geometry as 9th graders if they're currently in algebra in 8th grade. And again, the sequencing of that is in the guidebook. 3 credits of social studies and 3 credits of science. So a lot of times you will see students get to their senior year where they may choose not to take the science and the social studies and math. However, credits for your college admissions might look a little bit different. And depending on where you want to go, a lot of times they selective schools especially will want to see some of those core area classes in the senior year as well.
Sure. And I guess that's something to think about. Like I met a, I don't know if she was a sophomore or a freshman a couple years ago who was taking our culinary, one of the culinary classes. Mm-hmm. And she had figured out how many college credits she would get that are combined college credits mm-hmm. to help her out when she got to college. So that's something to think about too, I guess, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's a great point. In our, it's in Infinite Campus when you select a class in the course guide, as well as another one of the resources in the folder is just a list of all of our classes and what how many credits are offered. Some of the classes are designated DE, which stands for dual enrollment classes. And those are classes where a student is getting transcripted credit with a college, so college or university. So we have partnerships with MATC and Gateway and some different colleges where students can take like a class like accounting or some of our culinary classes, and they will also receive college credit as long as they receive a certain grade, which is usually about a C or better in that class.
Yeah, she knew and that at that age that she wanted to open her own restaurant and that she needed those culinary skills and to get through MATC. That was her plan for the culinary program. And she'd start with, I don't know, I thought she said 14 credits, but it's been a while to say that. But yeah, she had it planned out. She knew what she was going to do. Anything else we have to think about heading towards graduation or freshman year, I guess, the beginning and the end?
Thinking about freshman year, I guess, you know, being open to trying some different things. Mrs. Ruse at the middle school has always done a really great job in the past of encouraging students to try, you know, they maybe really like art, but she'll encourage them to try a class in business or try, you know, trying some different things, especially if you are a student that really has no idea what you want to do after high school, what you want to be when you grow up. Mm-hmm. That's okay. You know, like we don't want our students to feel super stressed about that. That's again what high school is for, and what we're trying to do is help you explore different things. So I would say just being open to trying some different things, and again looking at that big picture, because if you do have some bigger goals that you want to go into the culinary field, or you want to, you know, do a youth apprenticeship during your senior year in business. And, you know, we have students who will work at banks or do different things. Some of that requires some planning. And it's okay to reach out to us as well if you have those very specific, it's hard to cover everything, you know. Some of those real specific situations of students who want those very specific things, we're hoping that by doing this four-year planning that more students are able to do the things that they are wanting to get into in those 11th and 12th grade years by looking big picture like this.
Got it. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast and talking about this. It kind of right before this night, I know you guys have a lot to do, but I think it's gonna be super helpful. And if people can't come, maybe they can get a little bit of it out of listening to this. So thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So that's our episode for today. Thank you again for tuning in to the SMY podcast. And thank you to Shannon Hillstead for agreeing to come on the podcast and first time for her, and to talk about school counseling and course planning, academic and career planning. Next time, we will continue our series on curriculum and why we teach and how we teach what we teach. But we will be focusing on mathematics with host Christy Gajewski, our curriculum and instructional director. Thanks again for listening. This has been the SMY Podcast. We will see you next time.